guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is your host, Becca, and I have this phenomenal guest with me today. She is truly just a very knowledgeable person in the area of skin health, and I'm really excited to be interviewing somebody that I can kind of pick her brain a little bit and see, you know, what we can learn here. But without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Nikki Green, who is the founder of The Skin Lab, which is an aesthetic practice. And she has so many years of experience under her belt and really understands the skin, you know, inside and out, and the science and all the things that we really want to know about, you know, when it comes to aesthetics and what we should be doing for our skin and what's going to actually make an impact. So welcome to the show, Nikki. I'm so honored to be hosting you and so excited to learn from you today.
Thank you so much, Ekta. I'm happy to be with you as well.
I want to get started, if you don't mind, and take like a walk down memory lane. If you could tell us a little bit about what got you into the realm of aesthetics and skin health.
I think that's perfect. Yes. Well, funny as it may be, I actually did not know that I was going to move into aesthetics in my earlier years of life. In fact, fun fact about me is I actually went to college for a criminal justice degree. So I would say pretty different than where I am now. Now, with all that said, I am married. I have a husband. His name is Andy. We've been together now for about 25 years. We have four children. We have three boys and a girl. And so early life really did not point me in the direction of aesthetics. In fact, it pointed me in the direction of being a stay-at-home mother in those early years. And then, of course, like I said, going to college to do the degree in criminal justice. Now, the funny thing about life is it just gives you a curveball every once and again. And that's exactly what happened to me. So sometime later in life, when our youngest was going to be starting to get ready for pre-K and kindergarten, I really kind of understood quickly that there was going to be a very quick amount of time happening that not everybody was going to need me in the same way that they had previously. And I'm just the type of person that wants to be, you know, of use, wants to be a part of the world, and certainly wants to be able to give back to some degree. And I just thought, well, I need to find something very valuable to do with my time. So I quickly understood that meant that I was going to join the workforce once again, outside of being a stay-at-home mother, and thought to myself, maybe I'll do something towards that degree that I had been working on. And the more that I thought about it, I thought, you know, that's just not where my passions lie any longer. So I really had to put some internal work in to figure out where did my passions lie and where could I be useful in the world. So fast forward to, I just kind of had to ask myself, what is it that I seem to have a natural talent in or a God-given gift? And what gives me joy, even if it's a simple joy? And when it came right down to it, helping others, always, I just gravitated towards helping others in smallest ways all the way up to, you know, the largest ways. And something simple that I had always been asked to do was to help others get ready for special events, you know, whether it was to be sure their makeup looked nice or their hair looked nice, or maybe even help to pick out their outfit. And so I thought, well, is that a job? I don't know if that's an actual career. Let me figure something out here. And I put a bit more thought into it and I realized, you know what? I think that what I'd like to do is professional makeup services. That's an easy way for me to take care of others. It's a really simple thing to do cosmetically. I can help the facade to look and feel better, and then therefore the internal can look and feel better for each person that I spend time with. And that's really how I got my start in aesthetics, was professional makeup services. And I won't bore you with all the details, but the short version of that adventure was that I did that for a multitude of years. And I really made a name for myself within my own industry. And before I knew it, I was in the right place at the right time. I am located just outside of the greater Nashville area here in Tennessee. And so, as you can imagine, country music is a very big thing here. And I ended up becoming a part of a role for the backstage 3-day remotes for what's known as CMA Fest. So it's the Country Music Awards Fest. It's one of the largest things that we do in this town. And it was a really large step in my career for me. And it really garnered me some legitimacy within my own field and really kind of helped me with some forward trajectory, if you will. Yeah, I did that for many years. And there was a certain point where I said to myself, you know, how can I expand on this? And I knew that going through a formal aesthetics program would be the answer. And so that's exactly what I did. As a grown person who had already kind of, you know, done all the education years, I went right back to education and I got my aesthetics license here in Tennessee. And I worked in the spa setting for about 4 to 5 years. And I really honed in my craft. I really honed in what it was to marry the skill set with the bedside manner for all of your patients and your clients. And after about 4 or 5 years, I decided it was time to make another small, you know, side step. and actually was able to further educate once again and transition into a medical esthetician. And from there, opened my own full service medical aesthetic spa. And that is where really the Skin Lab was born. And we've been open as a practice now for just shy of 4 years.
Wow, that's so cool that you had such a, you know, a unique like pathway to this, you know, because I feel like when people think about, like, for example, I mean, you mentioned you started in the makeup industry, right? And so when people think about like makeup, it always like, it's fascinating to me because we never talk about like the symmetry and like the actual like scientific approach you learn in a way, you know, when you're doing makeup, like you learn about so much stuff, right? Like in terms of like facial symmetry and really making things work. And I find that to be so intriguing because, you know, I know that you're very science forward, you know, in terms of like how you're approaching your clients and your patients. And it's just like, it makes me wonder, like, people who come from that background, like, you know, there's just a different outlook, you know, that you have when it comes to just aesthetics overall, you know, because you're not just thinking about how can I make this person's, you know, skin glow. It's more about like, let's really bring in, you know, like the math and the science and all the things that tie together subconsciously, I feel like, in the world of aesthetics. And that's where I'm really intrigued because I want to learn a little bit about that aspect from you, you know, because I know that you work a lot with LED and therapy and whatnot. And I would love to learn, like, you know, where did that really start for you? Because I know it must have been a shift, right? Moving into the aesthetics realm, like from the skin health perspective.
So. You're exactly right. Yes, you are exactly right. And what you said really hits the nail right on top of the head. Essentially, when someone is doing or performing professional makeup services, there really can be an aspect of that that has an artiste side of things. And truly, there is an artist side of things. But more importantly, there's actually a science-based initiative, even in something like professional makeup services. You know, you take into account color theory, you take into account the Fibonacci sequence, you take into account the golden ratio. You know, all of these things really can play a part. And it's where science really meets that professional makeup service, if you will. So those two things really can be married together very easily. And I'm more of a right side of the brain thinker, I would say, more often than not. So I'm more of that creative and more of that spontaneous. But listen, I definitely have a little bit of that left side of the brain sequence as well. I'm very detail oriented. I'm very objective based. I want to really kind of check things down the list. And more importantly, really always want to take a science based approach. So I do love the way you've kind of seamlessly put those two things together. But yeah, so yeah, you're definitely right on that.
It's just, I feel like it just makes sense. And I also think, you know, in the world of aesthetics, you know, we talk a lot about skincare here, right? And it's like, it's cool to talk about like topical products. But when I think about aesthetics, I'm thinking about, this is like somebody taking a full 360 approach to how they're treating the skin. You know what I mean? And so it's much more than just topical treatments. You know, it's really about understanding the physiology of the skin and then, you know, making those adjustments, you know, from client to client. So I want to actually dive in a little bit, you know, if you could talk to us a little bit about the therapies and the things that you have seen in your practice that have worked, you know, really well for across the board, you know, for everybody really. And I know I mentioned LED earlier, but anything that you can think of that has been really game changing since you joined the medical aesthetics, you know, and seen it work in clients.
Absolutely. So of course, here in our full service Medi Spa, we offer a plethora of options for patients. Some of the more simpler things that you would think of, like facialing series and micro and chemical pill series, these are really kind of those everyday scenarios that help the everyday patient with for things like anti-aging, hyperpigmentation relief, acneic relief, rosacea-like tendency relief, and really so on and so forth. But more than that, we take another step forward and we encourage patients to really look at that more broad spectrum of services. So we do offer things like microneedling. We also offer microneedling with radio frequency. We offer cool plasma treatments and CO2 lift treatments. And really, the list goes on and on. But as you mentioned earlier, LED really is a game changer in the world of aesthetics. And I can tell you from personal experience that it's been a game changer in our practice as well. Now, I know that I noted earlier that we're right outside of the Nashville area. We're actually right about 35 to 40 minutes outside of the greater Nashville downtown area. We're in a small town called Lebanon. If you're from around here, you might miss a few of the vowels. They call it Lebanon. It's a little bit on the rural side of things in comparison to the larger town. But with that being said, we really pride ourselves on having that big city feel and that big city approach, but we absolutely have that small town vibe and that small town heart. So all of that to be said, back in 2020, when I knew that we were going to open this practice, I also knew that I wanted to debut with really some advancements in the technology. And I knew that LED or light emitting diode is something that could really set us aside from some of the other practices within our area and really our community as a whole. And so in fact, in 2020, when we opened the Skin Lab, we were the very first medical establishment to house LED light therapy in an aesthetic setting. Now, since then, a multitude of spas and facialing houses have incorporated this into their service menus in and around our area, and for good reason. This really is such a game changer when we talk about aesthetics. Ideally, LED, which of course stands for light emitting diode, is a light therapy skin for skin. There is a variation of color therapies. You can choose a red light therapy option, blue light, green light, yellow light, a few others after that, but those are some of the most well sought after or well known. Light therapy in general really is known as photobiomodulation, and light therapy is just a much easier way really to come across that. But ideally, the easiest way to explain light therapy is really to think of it like photosynthesis, but for mammals. Of course, you know, all humans are mammal based. Now, just like plants, the scientific research has shown that human bodies can actually absorb light particles called photons, and then they transform that light energy into something called adenosine triphosphate. Now, typically, we would just refer to this as ATP. So if we discuss this as ATP in the future, just know that's exactly what we're talking about. But it really is a regulation that's happening within the body, even though the light therapy is happening outside of the body.
Right. No, that's great. I love that.
Well, essentially, some things that are happening is that as we age normally, so every 6 months to a year, normal aging deficit happens. The ability of our cells to produce the energy really diminishes over time. There's really something known in aesthetics as kind of that 23 rule. You know, 23 and below really is what's expected as that kind of youthful appearance to skin, and 23 and on is where we really do see that every 6 months to a year, a little bit of that downhill slide, right? It's a little bit at a time in the 20s, but as we, you know, slowly click into the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, we really see that age deficit ramp up just a bit. So with all those things said, you know, our cells really do produce less and less energy with every year that passes. So ideally, the cellular energy production is also affected, and it can be affected by things like disease and poor lifestyle habits and so on and so forth. But the light therapy itself, it actually increases cellular energy. So that's what's so beautiful about it and so simplistic, really.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting is I love that you're taking this angle with LED, because all we ever hear about with LED in like the, you know, the common media is like how, you know, blue light is great for like antimicrobial properties. You know what I mean? It's great for like acne and whatnot. But we never really talk about exactly what you said, which is this need for regenerating energy in our cells and giving them a source of that. And so it's very, very fascinating, you know, to take this angle, because I think that really changes the way we approach the use of LED from an aesthetic angle. You know, it's not so much always about wrinkles and acne, and it can be, obviously, you know what I mean? But it's also about that baseline level of health for your skin. And so, you know, that's where I want to actually, you know, just get some feedback from you. Like, what are some of the, like, the different kinds of skin conditions you've seen that you've maybe used LED in conjunction, you know, with their therapy, and you've seen like a huge difference?
I think that's a fantastic question. And I've got a really simple answer for this one. You know, we've got a couple of quick buzzwords we can run through are the types of demographics that we easily can treat with subsets of light emitting diode or light therapy. Patients that need to reduce inflammation. This is a huge demographic. Patients that need to quicken the wound healing time in skin, whether that's superficial wound, micro injury wound, or medically induced wound, it is absolutely going to quicken those wound healing times. We also see that it's a fantastic option for increasing collagen production. We know that collagen is what's going to aid us in the firming action of skin and that repair to the loss of laxity of those fibrous tissues as well. We know easily it's going to anti-age. Those are already things that I feel like are very well known. Even if you're not, you know, educated in aesthetics, almost everybody knows if you do red light therapy, you're going to see some real anti-aging, you know, happen as well. It's going to actually help to decrease some stress and anxiety. Moreover, it's going to help with muscle repair. You know, if you join a gym and it's a pretty you know, nice gym, you're going to find that they most likely are going to have either a lie down or even a stand up red light bed. It looks very similar to an old school mentality tanning bed, but of course the bulbs are completely different. They're actually 770 to about 900 nanometers of near infrared, so light. So it's essentially a professional red light therapy lamping system. And essentially it's going to really help to do that muscle repair. You think about if it's been like leg day or arm day, you know, the next day when you get through with that, you are like spaghetti noodles, right? Oh. The reason why is because the muscle, it got really overworked and it needs to be repaired. And so typically it takes the body just a few days to get hydrated back again and then see that normal cellular repair. But the red light therapy comes in and really quickens that process. So that's what we talk about when we say, you know, muscle repair. Some other attributes are going to be, it does help to improve some autoimmune disease deficits. Now, that's actually a really big deal. In fact, here in the beginning of 2024, there was a beautiful study that was put out in the medical trial studies for, I believe it was the MDPI. Yes, it was the MDPI. And essentially, that's a publisher of peer-reviewed open access journals. And they actually have an entire medical journal that has come out that shows that there is efficacy of combined photobiomodulation therapy with supplements in the act of actually restoring the thyroid glands back to that homeostasis or that really, you know, happy environment for patients that suffer from Hashimoto's, which is a known autoimmune disease. The idea that now we're pushing, you know, the envelope and we're getting closer and closer to figuring out some autoimmune diseases in the efforts of utilizing red light therapy is amazing. And I'll tell you, so those are some of the kind of, you know, just off the cuff, you know, increases cellular energy, transforms that light energy into the ATP, things of that nature. But if you really want to get into something a little more deeper set, I'll give you a really great example here. I have a patient, she suffers from Bell's palsy. About 13 years ago, she suffered from Bell's palsy laterally on the left-hand side of the facial quadrants. So nose, mouth, the entire quadrant. It took about 3 years with the help of her Bell's palsy specialist, with the help of a specialized PT, physical therapist, and also with the help of a credentialed acupuncturist. Between those three specialists, she was able in a 3-year period to really subside a lot of that paralysis that was happening on the left-hand side of her face. And she was able to really gain back the majority of all of her functions. And so for approximately 8 to 10 years, she and I have worked together in the treatment space. And what I've been able to do since then is help to achieve more facial balancing, right? Those things that were left behind as a negative attribute from something that she had been healing from. And now, yeah, very interesting things. And so approximately 42 days ago, she was hit with another flare from her Bell's palsy. It's actually the first time she's been hit with a flare in, like I said, 13 years. And this time it was laterally, but on the opposite side. So now on the right-hand side. And again, it is that full quadrant, nose, mouth, entire quadrant of face. But I would say this time a little more significant than what it had been previously. And of course, you can imagine she's devastated. You know, my recommendation to her was to put the call into her Bell's palsy specialist to go ahead and have that first check and see, you know, where their thought process lied. And then once she was able to secure that appointment with them, then she and I could converse and see what could we do on the back end. And once she did that, of course, she spoke with her specialist, of course, agreed she was in acute stages of that Bell's palsy once again. And they again referred her out to both a PT and also the acupuncturist. And so in this scenario, her acupuncturist actually gave good insight that he would like to incorporate microcurrent alongside of her acupuncture. And that is what she's been doing now between those three specialists. But as she came in to see me as that kind of secondary option or that back end option, I've put together a protocol for her. And what we found so far is that we're seeing some really good traction in this protocol. And so I've really taken somewhat of a 3-prong approach or initiative to this. The first one being cryo option. We do have a cryo facial option here at the Skin Lab, and it does bring the temperature of the skin down to a -2 degree subset. Of course, you and I understand, and anybody in aesthetics understand in layman's terms that heat is going to expand the skin and cold or cryo is going to constrict the skin. Yeah. And so I knew that I really wanted to take that approach because I understand fully that her seventh cranial nerve, which is just below the ear for her on the right-hand side, that seventh cranial nerve really gives access to all those fingered out nerves across the right side of the face. And so it's those nerves that are not, you know, performing properly or receiving their signal. They're not receiving that signal, you know, very simply said, because the seventh cranial nerve has got such immense amount of inflammation around it. So it's kind of strangling, right? Or choking out that seventh nerve, that seventh cranial nerve, right? So I'm thinking, okay, we want to come in with some significant cryo. We want to try to eliminate some of that inflammation by constricting the area as much as possible, right? So that's one of that three-prong approach. The second approach is going to be to introduce microcurrent to that right side or that right quadrant. Those nerves that all finger out across the face, we want to start contracting, I should say, those nerves. We also want to make sure that because those nerves are going to be lying dormant for such a period of time until they are healed, we don't want any atrophy to set up, right? So we want to contract those muscles and kind of get them going again. We also want to take the initiative that if we do that in a safe enough measure and enough repetition, that we could potentially start to lift some of that drag that's happening on that right quadrant. And then, of course, lastly, in that three-pronged approach is going to be red light therapy option. We know that red light has the capacity to have healing to the cellular system as a whole, right? So we're going to lower the inflammation, we're going to contract the muscle that's at a deficit, and then we're going to help to repair each of those areas down to a cellular level with the red light therapy. And I'm very pleased to say that this approach has already seen some really beautiful traction. Skin and muscle reacted very favorably to each of these steps and protocols. And truth be told, in even just our very first session together, we were able to pinpoint with actual clinical notation, but also with before and after imagery, a lift to the skin on the right-hand side, a lift to the muscle on the right-hand side, and slightly less degree of drag. So, I mean, I just can't begin to tell you how important LED light therapies can be to patients and the really low-level options like anti-aging and repair of scar deficit and things of this nature, but all the way up to things that are just life-changing for patients, really.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, you're like blowing my mind. This is so freaking awesome. Like, I love that you brought up Bell's palsy, because I was also thinking about like myasthenia gravis patients, because like they have like their most, you know, it's not nearly as harsh, right? It's not nearly as like significant in terms of paralysis of your face, but I know a lot of patients complain about like ptosis of their eyelids, you know, and oftentimes they will go and take the leap and go get surgery for something like that. But, you know, that's a very like kind of, I think it's a little risky surgery if you ask me. You know, I don't perform it myself, but it's better to explore other options, I think. And I was reading some literature around, I know you mentioned the skin and the muscle impact, but I'd also read about how LED therapy is very neuroprotective. And so like, it's, you know, like, I feel like that neuroprotective role can really benefit as well, you know, because neurons are basically your electrical signal. Like, they're sending your electrical signals to your muscles.
That's right.
And so,
that's exactly,
you know, when
right.
we're, and you know, it's just so fascinating, because I feel like this conversation like 5 years ago was about, you know, it can do a little bit. It was all topical, but now we're realizing that, you know, light is truly, you know, it's truly a facilitator of a lot of different cellular processes. And I think, you know, when we think about photon therapy, I always like, you know, I refer to the eyes because, you know, you learn very early on in like, I think medical sciences that the eyes require photons, you know,
that's
to
right.
activate their receptors, right? And so it's very, very fascinating to see this applied to the skin. And when we think of the skin, I think we often forget like the things that you brought up, which is this idea of there's a huge synergy between all of the different tissues. You know, it's not just about like, you know, okay, we have the epidermis and then the dermis and all of these different layers, but really it's about what is coming into these layers, the nerves, the blood supply, the muscle fibers, you know, all of these. And those components have their own needs, you know, that often cannot be met with just topical treatments, you know? So this is it's a brilliant approach. And I think that, you know, by you giving us that Bell's palsy example, like that really gives me a lot of hope, because right now all I see when I look at like facial lifting devices is microcurrent. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm seeing everywhere. And instead of that, it makes me wonder, like, if you were to be, I mean, I guess this is a question I have for you. I mean, at home when we're practicing any kind of light therapy, do you think that it's actually more beneficial to do that than even microcurrent? Or like, what are your opinion about that? Like, do you think we should combine them, or do you think light therapy itself can be a really great way to approach like the lifting of the skin? You know what I mean? Like kind of giving that more tighter appearance.
No, it's a great question. And the easy answer is that both options are such incredible options. And it's much like other options in aesthetics where you say one is great, but the duo or the combo is even better. And I really think that if a person is looking to see some lift and also some repair, then they would just be silly to not put those two things together. I can tell you, for instance, here at the Skin Lab, we actually have a handheld at-home device. Now, we've lovingly dubbed this as our magic wand. We've dubbed it that because we feel like it just has the capacity to really do a little bit of everything. But it is a handheld device that it can be utilized at home. And it is a low level red light and also microcurrent option. It's got warmth and vibration that are associated with it as well. But you do have the capabilities of step one being the red light on its own as a standalone. And then step two on that modality is combining everything together. And you really can, if utilized up to 2 times daily for approximately 3 minutes per time, so a total of 6 minutes, you will really find that some anti-aging, some lightening and brightening technique, and some all over anti-aging is happening when utilizing this type of unit at home. So we offer that here in our treatment space. That's something that our patients can purchase directly from us. And that's where also people can come directly to our website who don't reside in our area, but they're still looking for a really reputable device. They can order it directly from our website as well. And we put a lot of research into really finding that perfect at-home piece, because we want to really marry the science and the intelligence of the product, but we don't want it to be so heavy-handed that the patient could potentially harm themselves at home without some sort of oversight. So this really is that low-level option that's going to do the job at home and take you in those 30 days in between. You're seeing your clinician or your provider or your esthetician, you know, approximately once every 30 days in the treatment space for your professional lamping systems.
That makes sense. So I want to know, though, because you had mentioned some other colors before, and the listeners out there, and even for myself, like, you know, what is like yellow light? Like, what does yellow light do?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yes. So yellow light is a really beautiful subset of light emitting diode that is best known really for skin cell rejuvenation. It's also really soothing, and it has anti-inflammatory benefits. Now, my most favorite thing about yellow light therapy is that it can reduce things like aging spot, a UVBA ray, otherwise known as sunspot, so damage from overexposure to the sun. It can be beneficial for reducing acneic measures. But the really important part here is that it helps to boost the lymphatic flow. If you know anything about the lymphatic system, you'll know that this is the roadway or the tunneling system in your body that really helps you to remove toxins and waste from the body. And it does so in an elimination process through perspiration, through urination, through the output of saliva, etc. And so yellow light therapy really has known benefits to boost that lymphatic flow. And if you can get the flow going, you can really get the elimination going. And if you've got that elimination going, you know that you have purged the body of a lot of toxins that can be, you know, nothing but a barrier or something in the way of healthy skin and healthy cell membrane.
Interesting. That's so cool. And I feel like this is also like another reason, like for anyone listening out there, I know we have a lot of devices out here, you know, for LED therapy, but like, I really think we should all go in for like a professional treatment first, I feel like, yes, you know, with LED, because that's why I'd asked you about the yellow light, because I'm like, the options that are available like in your clinic are not going to be available like through these at-home devices that we buy, you know, that we see a lot of marketing around or whatnot. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. You know, I'm pro anything that's technology and science forward, but at the same time, I would much rather come into your, you know, to your practice in your clinic and get advice from you on what I need to do than just, you know, take it in my own hands and just try my best to tackle my own problems. I mean, it just feels like we're reinventing the wheel. And I really encourage people, like, you know, that's something, even for something like LED, like you might think you know a lot about it. I mean, I know I did, you know, I always thought, but I mean, this conversation alone has taught me so much, you know, about it. So I really encourage people, like, you know, yeah, like you got to go to the experts, right? It's not that
that's okay. Right. Well, you know, there is a big difference, like you said, in the professional lamping systems versus the at-home lamping systems. And of course, that's for a really good reason. You really do want that educated and well-versed practitioner to be the one to A, make the clinical recommendation on if light therapy is a good option for you. You know, there could be that there's some contraindication as to why one would not move forward on something like that. And you wouldn't want to accidentally, you know, give yourself some harm by moving into something that you didn't know was or was not a good fit for you. Moreover, However, if you're getting your light therapy options in the treatment space, approximately, you know, once every 30 days, give or take, you're going to find that there's some huge differences here. There really is that difference between what's known as a near and a far infrared. On the electromagnetic spectrum, in fact, there's an infrared wavelength that's between 700 nanometers up to 1 millimeter. And it's divided really into three ranges. So these ranges are known as the near, the mid, and the far infrareds, right? So the near infrared wavelengths are what's used on professional devices. And it's because these wavelengths are capable of being absorbed by the mitochondria. Now, the mitochondria, you know, I really understand that's that membrane-bound cell organism. It's singular, of course, and it generates most of the chemical energies that we need to power the cells, biochemical reactions. But more importantly, that chemical energy really is produced by the mitochondria, and it's stored in a small molecular called an adenosine triphosphate. That's the ATP we talked about kind of in the beginning. So that's really what sets it aside from, you know, that professional use versus that at-home use. But moreover, that's the near wavelengths. Now, the mid and the far infrared light red links, they actually cannot penetrate the cells and cannot be absorbed by the mitochondria. So these wavelengths just, they don't upregulate that mitochondria activity in the way that we need them to. And so, of course, for this reason, they're just not used in LED devices that aren't professional. Now, there's some usage of those types of rays. That's going to be something like, you know, thermal energy devices and things like that. But when we talk about that professional, it's going to be that 700 nanometer up to that 1 millimeter. And that's what you're going to find in a full service medi spa, you know, such as ours, you know, a dermatology office, possibly a plastics office, things of that nature.
Yeah, that's very fascinating because I feel like I had this conversation like a while ago, right? About, you know, using LED therapy in conjunction with anything else you're doing as well. You know, like if you are using some sort of like, you know, you have a good skincare routine or whatnot, and like, does it actually benefit in terms of penetration, you know, mm-hmm. of those products as well? And I think mm-hmm. like, you know, the conversation didn't really, you know, there was no answer given, but I mean, it makes sense what you're saying. And mm-hmm. what you're saying is really what I'm taking away from it is that there's a difference. The difference is you're going to actually go to the cellular level if you get a poor treatment done versus mm-hmm. it's not going to go that deep if you don't, you know, because the mitochondria are inside of your cells. So you have mm-hmm. to get through the membranes and you have to actually get through the you know, the jelly that's in the cytoplasm, you know what I mean? And actually
that's exactly right
through all of it. Yeah.
Yes, so that's exactly right.
It's
The really neat thing is that light emitting diode really can be utilized as a standalone. And so for instance, if I have a patient that is really requiring LED light therapy, not only are we going to utilize it as an add-on to whatever their future protocol is, you know, facial series, chem pill series, microneedling, cool plasma, et cetera, but I'm also going to then see them in the treatment room potentially more often. And then in those more often visits, that's going to be a really quick shot of, you know, whatever red light therapy option, red, blue, green, yellow, whatever we've chosen for their specific issue that they've got going on or what they need for objective wise. So it really can be that standalone, but it also can be that add-on. And I would say more often than not, we choose it to be an add-on for many of our services because in fact, it's just going to add provided efficacy. It's really going to amplify what it is that we're already doing in the treatment space. It's going to be, you know, 10 times fold. So we really, really incorporate light therapy very often. And we're pretty proud of that. It's a really advancement in the technologies.
That's awesome. I that sounds amazing, honestly. And I feel like, you know, this is kind of like opening my mind as well, because I think, you know, we often think that when we go into like a clinic or like an actual practice, like we're only going in so often. So how long do the results last? Right. So mm-hmm, one of my mm-hmm. questions is like when a patient comes in and, you know, they get the treatment and they go through the whole, you know, the process, what do you recommend for like at home maintenance therapy to your clients? Like what are some of the things that you tell them to do at home on the regular?
Yes. Great question. So patients of ours are really smart. They know that I'm just not going to, myself and my team members, we're just not going to make good clinical recommendations just for, you know, the fun of it. We're really only going to make those recommendations when we know that it can add to those objectives and really quicken that race to the goal, which is healthier skin. And so with that being said, our patients are really good about, you know, going home with those clinical recommendations. And one of those really is that at-home red light therapy option. They can add that into their twice daily clinical and medical grade regimen to really see provided efficacy. And again, they can see that quicken happen to achieve those healthy skin goals. So twice per day, a minimum of 3 minutes each time with a really beautiful handheld piece in between your sessions with your clinician, which should be about every 30 days in the treatment space, of course. That really is that perfect fit. And red light really is, of all the colors, it's the one that really checks so many of the boxes. You know, red light therapy is a natural and safe way to boost your energy. It speeds up your heal time. It lowers your inflammation. It also increases circulation and improves skin health in general. You know, some of other important attributes here is that among many of these benefits, it actually is the best part. It helps to suppress any symptoms, but it also encourages the body to heal itself on a deep level. So anti-age, reduction in fine line and wrinkle, reduction in that kind of loss of laxity. We can also see that collagen uptick happen. So really it checks so many boxes that that's why it's easy to utilize red light. Even when you're at home and you're thinking, do I need blue? Should I be getting recommended to use green or yellow? Red really is going to check so many of the boxes. But then, you know, really lean into your clinical provider, your esthetician, to give you good insight as to whether or not, you know, are you suffering from acneic activity? Should we be leaning in more to that blue light therapy option to really kind of eradicate some of those bacteria that are associated? Or do you need something like a melasmocyte inhibitor, right? Do you want to go with more of a green light therapy option? So you want to lower some of those hyperpigmentations. Or, you know, potentially, are you a patient that's quite sensitive to things like, you know, excess erythema or edema, sensitivity, stingle, tingle, things of this nature? Well, again, green light therapy is going to lower those types of compromises. So lean into your clinician to find what those best suited recommendations for you are in that color spectrum. But just know that red light therapy is going to be kind of that, I hate to say the one size fits all, but it certainly is going to check a multitude of boxes for a multitude of objectives.
That's amazing. That's so good to know, because I think this is where there's a lot of confusion, right? People get lost in it. It's like, which light do I need? Which color do I need? And I know right now, I don't know if you've seen it, Nikki, but like on social media, like I think, what was it? Hailey Bieber posted a photo of perioral dermatitis. And a lot of people have come out of the woodworks, you know, saying, hey, I have this. And the first thing that came to my mind was like, well, how does LED fit into all of that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like in the treatment of it. So even when I look at these kind of skin conditions that could take months to fix, right? Like, perioral dermatitis is one of those. It takes like months to fix. I feel like something like this could be extremely beneficial, you know, to go in and like see a truly licensed individual that can help you with this and maybe even accelerate the process of healing, you know? So yeah, that's very cool stuff. Very cool. And I love what you're doing. I think this is brilliant. And I love how much knowledge you have in this. Like, I want to see the skin lab everywhere. You need to.
Okay. Well, from your lips to God's ears. Absolutely. Well, we're very pleased with, you know, the work that we're doing on the daily. I'll be honest with you. Essentially what it comes down to is I love the work that I do, but I love the friends and patients that I get to do it with or for. You know, at the end of the day, aesthetics is so much more important than that kind of exterior facade. Now, don't get me wrong, right? When we look good, we feel good. But at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is anytime you can correct something for a person that they feel as though it is a detriment, they will hold their head higher once that those things are corrected because they feel so good internally. And when they feel good internally, that really does exude externally. And so at the end of the day, I really am just a softie. And I really am just such a lover. And I want really everybody in the world to just have that confidence and that wherewithal where they can hold their head high in the world and they can ask for that promotion, you know, from their boss. They can expect, you know, to be treated kindly by others around them. And they can really just step with their best foot forward and always be their best self. And really, that's what this is all about always. You know, sometimes it's more on the minimal side of things. A patient might have a bit of acne. We want to help to eradicate that. You know, at other times, like we talked about, it could be that patient that has, you know, really a detrimental, you know, disease. They have something like Bell's palsy. It's affecting their daily eating habits. It's affecting their daily, you know, reading habits and driving habits and things of this nature. You really just want to change people's lives for the positive in every way that you can. And I feel like medical aesthetics absolutely has the capacity to do that. And I'm just so thankful and so blessed that I get this opportunity each and every day.
I love that. No, I love what you said. And I think that that's so valid. You know, I was talking to a very prominent psychiatrist, you know, the other day, and she made the point that you're saying, which is this idea of, you know, the way we look, it's not about vanity. It's about really that mind-body connection that forms, you know, when you look in the mirror and you're pleased with yourself, you know, you like what you've done for yourself and you love the results that you're seeing in the mirror. That goes so much further than just, hey, I'm having a good skin day today. You know, it's really about that inner confidence that is there for the long run and what that does to you overall for your health. You know, every day I see patients, Nikki, every day where it's like, you know, when their mindset changes, everything changes, you know, and these are like, sometimes they're terminal patients, you know, and I ask any doctor that works in like, you know, oncology or something that's really like a field where people are literally dying, right? And they'll tell you, if you change the way that patient thinks, and if they can somehow change their mindset, there is definitely a recorded, you know, improvement in their health. And I feel like aesthetics is the space that really allows people to have that experience. Like, I really think it should be considered, and like, you know how we consider physical therapy and stuff, like in patients that are recovering, I feel like we need to like push the envelope and consider aesthetics in that same category, where it's like a supplemental way of like providing yourself healing, you know, as you're going through whatever you're going through, right, on that bigger scale. So I love it. And I think I love how much you know and your knowledge and the fact that you're bringing science forward in your practice. That is so needed in our space. So truly hats off to you for doing it right and for putting this out there. I mean it, like, genuinely, you're amazing.
That's all great. Thank you.
Yeah, no, and I really encourage everybody out there. I hope you learned as much as I did in this episode. And if you have any questions for, you know, from this episode and for Nikki, we can definitely pass it along to her team. So please chime in, you know, give us your feedback. Has LED worked for you? You know, and let us know. But thank you so much. And I will be back next time. Thank you so much for your time, Nikki. This was such an honor to host you.
Thank you, Edgar. I appreciate it as well.
Thank you.